Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And we have with us as our guest on the line, Susan Daffron, who is an author, publisher, web entrepreneur, and she is the founder of an organization called the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. Welcome to the show, Susan.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on the show. Susan, I was very interested in your organization when I came across the information on the web. Can you explain for our listeners exactly what is the NAPRP?
It's basically an educational association to help small rescue groups, which are people who work with trying to get more animals adopted, and they could be people from small humane societies or even large humane societies, animal shelters, people who are involved in breed rescue or specific animal rescue. Some people may not be aware that there's actually rescues for almost every critter out there. There's rat rescue, there's ferret rescue, there's horse rescue. So what we do is we try to provide resources to help people run their rescue groups more effectively so that they can save more lives, because that's really what it's all about. The more rescue groups succeed, the fewer animals die in animal shelters. So our lofty goal is to help rescue groups save more lives.
Fantastic. And it's interesting that you talk about the different types of groups that you work with, because on this show, we pretty much every week or just about every week have featured a different rescue or humane society or organization, trying to get them a little bit of publicity for what they do. And I can tell you, Susan, that the difference between each organization is really dramatic. There are just some that are well-oiled machines that I've kiddingly joked are more efficient than most governments.
Yeah.
And there are others that actually function pretty much like our government is functioning right now, in terms of just it seems like a lot of infighting and not a lot of movement.
Exactly. And to me, what it comes down to is the rescue groups that are successful is that they treat the group like a business and not like a hobby. And for some reason in the animal world, people are resistant to the idea of applying basic Brit business principles to the business of saving lives, really. It's like, if you want an animal to be adopted, you want it to be more appealing. That might mean training the dog to sit or putting a pretty little bandana on the dog when you photograph it and putting its picture on Pet Finder. I mean, a lot of these things are really basic, really simple, and a lot of rescue groups just don't do it. And having a professional website, having professional marketing materials, doing things to foster good publicity in your community. There's a lot of really basic business concepts that when you apply them to rescue can make a phenomenal difference in the results. And the results we're all looking for is getting more animals adopted.
Correct. And Susan, when it comes to the specifics of what your organization offers, can you tick off some of the different items that are available if someone were to join up with your organization?
Well, we actually have two levels of membership. We have a free membership, which gives you our newsletter, which comes out every other week, which has, you know, a lot of supportive information on things you can do. Publicity, fundraising. Every 2 weeks, you get this newsletter. You also get access, live access to our monthly member teleseminars, which we go out into the rescue community and we find experts in various topics that relate to rescue. We've done everything from volunteer management, how to get more grants, how to deal with burnout, how to partner up with businesses for fundraising, feline behavior, dog behavior, all kinds of different things that can help rescues. And so with the free membership, you get access to those teleseminars for free. If you opt for the paid membership, which we call a Golden Paw Insider membership, you get lifetime access to the private membership area of the website, which has the archive of all those teleseminars that we've done in the past. You get two printed books that are about caring for adopted pets. You get customizable pet education articles, so you can, they're all word processing documents, so you can have something to start with, so you can, you know, if one of your adopters is dealing with a dog that barks too much, you can take that file and you can create educational worksheets. We have fundraising ideas. We have information on grants. We have templates for newsletters, brochures, business cards. We also have forms that are, all these things are customizable, pre-adoption forms, telephone forms, fax cover sheets.
So pretty much everything you would need to run a rescue.
Yeah, so that's what you get in the paid membership, and it is a lifetime membership, so your login kind of works indefinitely.
Fantastic. We're speaking this morning with Susan Daffron, who is the founder of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. Susan, one of the things that I've heard people bring up with us, usually not on the air, but more in conversation prior to the interview, is they would talk about how their rescue was fine, but there were other rescues that they had issues with that were out there. Your organization doesn't really have anything to do with the regulating or the maintaining of certain standards inside rescues, does it?
We have nothing to do with that. We're actually an educational organization, and really, we get this a lot. And in fact, in our FAQ, we have a big point that says we are not the rescue police. I mean, what people do with the information that we give to them, we try and give them as much information as we can to help them do great and wonderful things. But we're not. You can't force anybody to do anything, whether they use the information. You know, is not our responsibility, and we always tell people that if they have a complaint, they should get in touch with the rescue group that they have a problem with, contact local law enforcement, the attorney general, which in most states, well, I think every state, it regulates nonprofits, talk to the Better Business Bureau. There's no way we can get involved in disputes.
Yeah, and, it seems like that would be a tough challenge based on the quantity of the number of rescue organizations around the country. Susan, in terms of all of the different things that you make available to your members, it sounds like just an inordinate amount of effort and writing and research that's gone into it. Who are the people that work with you in terms of the expertise in all of these areas, or is that something that you possess and you do yourself?
Well, obviously, I started it myself because I have a background in working. I volunteered at a small animal shelter and was an employee, was on the board of directors, kind of saw a small humane organization work from all different sides of the table. And what happened was I was in charge of PR and ended up doing a lot of very visible things in the community. So all of a sudden the animal shelter was in the news constantly, adoptions went up, whatever. And then when I left, I ended up getting a lot of people contacting me going, wow, A, what happened? And B, can you help us? Because we have the same problems, and obviously you know what you're doing. So I sort of did, I guess you would say sort of de facto consulting.
Right.
And for a while there, and answered a lot of emails and whatever. And then I realized that I could take all the information that I had compiled for this one animal shelter and all my knowledge and write all this stuff up and turn it into, I could help a much wider community of people if I put it online and made essentially a virtual association where people could all get this access and all get access to the success that I had experienced just by you know, like I said, applying really basic principles and trying to treat an organization like a business. And so I started it in 2008, and then I reached out to other experts and lined up my first set of teleseminars, and I ended up getting a lot of support from groups like the Humane Society of the United States. I've done teleseminars with Best Friends Animal Society, Pet Finder, all kinds of really large humane groups that are they're also in the business of trying to spread the word about educating rescue groups and animal shelters. A lot of them have a focus, a lot of the big humane organizations have a focus on larger animal shelters, and so that's why we've tried to really focus on some of the small sort of grassroots rescue groups that sometimes feel a little, you know, disenfranchised because they, you know, they go, well, that's great if you have a budget of $2 million, but
right.
You know, my rescue group is me and four other volunteers, so some of these things don't relate to us. So
hard to do without staff and money, that's for
exactly.
sure.
Exactly,
and for
particularly
sure.
ones that are just getting started, too.
Right. Susan, we're running out of time, but I do want to have you talk to our listeners about how if any of them are interested in joining the NAPRP or at least getting information about it for their rescue group, because many, many of our listeners are involved in different rescue type organizations. How would they get in touch with you or potentially join?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the website, which is www.naprp.com, which is the acronym for the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. It's not the most memorable URL, unfortunately, but we also have a Facebook page, and people can contact me directly through the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals website, which again is www.naprp.com, and there you'll find information about the different levels of membership, access to our free newsletter, and when you sign up for our free newsletter, you get Positively Easy Fundraising Ideas, which is a PDF that gives you some real quick and easy fundraisers that you can do quickly.
Sounds like it's a great place for all of our listeners to go. We've been speaking this morning with Susan Daffron, who is the founder of the National Association of Pet Rescue Professionals. Susan, thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And after the break, we're going to continue the conversation right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.